Two of the great musical organisations in Baltimore are collaborating. This is the Shriver Hall Concert Series and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. This is for an all-Beethoven weekend that will be taking place the 18th through the 20th of November. And it's my pleasure to welcome to WBJC Catherine Cochran, the Shriver Hall Executive Director, and Tanya Robles, BSO's new General Manager. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So who approached who for this collaboration?
Just about a year ago, the Baltimore Symphony called me out of the blue saying they were cooking up this extraordinary weekend and would Shriver Hall Concert Series be interested in collaborating with them? I think it was a really inspired idea, especially with the St. Lawrence String Quartet participating as a soloist with the orchestra, to then see the added dimension of Beethoven's quartets, demonstrating the breadth of his creativity and their own artistry.
So, of course, one doesn't typically have a string quartet on the BSO program, but this specially written work by John Adams, just tell me about it. It sounds intriguing.
Well, it's a really great opportunity for two leading classical music institutions in the city to work together. And John Adams' piece, Absolute Jest, had been programmed as a part of the celebration. And so the St. Louis String Quartet is a really unique venue for bringing both John Adams' work to life as well as the Beethoven.
And Tanya, as I understand it, John Adams actually explored the late quartets of Beethoven in this work, right?
Yes, so it certainly informs the Beethoven that you'll hear later. So the connection is a really unique opportunity, and it's more of Marin Alsop's brilliant and innovative programming that Baltimore audiences will get to hear in a unique way.
And so then the program that they do as soloists on the series, Catherine, there we will be able to hear some of these later quartets, right, of Beethoven?
Yes, they'll be performing the two of the final quartets that he wrote, Opus 131 and Opus 135. And they were both written in 1826, the year before he died, the year for him, which was marked by family tragedy and deteriorating health. And yet they are incredibly different, both in mood and form. And as I said before, showing his incredible creative range, with Opus 35 being compact, and you can really hear the inspiration from Haydn to Opus 31, where he was in the process of really stretching the scope of the quartet with seven continuous movements that encompass a fugue, a theme and variations, a sonata, and which Schumann described as having a grandeur which no words can express.
And then opening up with Haydn, just for good measure.
Yes.
And then, Tanya, I see that there is a new venture with the BSO for this season, the late night concerts. What will the quartet perform for that? Do we have an idea?
It will be a surprise to our audiences, but the key point of this new late night venture is it's an opportunity for our patrons to interact with the soloists, the guest artists, in the lobby in a very intimate setting immediately following the concert. The intent is for people not only to interact in an intimate setting, but also to hear music that they would not typically hear from these guest artists.
This is a weekend celebrating Beethoven, and it will be from November the 18th through to the 20th. And this is a collaboration between Shriver Hall and the BSO. It's been my pleasure to speak with Catherine Cochran from Shriver and Tanya Robles from the BSO. More information on their websites, bsomusic.org and shriverconcerts.org. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.